on. It's George Richard. Just wanted to get your thoughts. I mean, it's been a couple weeks now. Happy that you were able to land somewhere after leaving Boston?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Pockets of Hill, I guess, a couple days before we're talking. And Florida was my first choice. I kind of like where the team's going. I like his pocket with the moves they're going to make in the offseason. I obviously know Dale from Chicago. I love the area. I've already been down a couple times checking it out with the wife. And we're really, really excited to be part of it.
Tough to leave Boston, though. I mean, after all those years with the Bruins.
Yeah, I mean, that's no different than anything in life. I think, I mean, you spent 7.5 years somewhere, you're gonna have a lot of ties, you're gonna have a lot of memories. I was fortunate to be able to get seen here for the last 5 years that I was here. It was a lot of fond memories. But like I said, I'm excited for the next chapter.
Hey, Sean, how did you have the thanks out and welcome? Is it true that you scheduled fights with Chris Parks in the offseason? Talk about your boxing background. Is it true that Jimmy Summer, you work out with Freddie Roach and work on your boxing?
I'm friends with Freddie Roach. I'm actually flying to L.A. Tuesday morning to work with him for a few days. I haven't worked with him yet. I have my own boxing coach here in Boston by the name of Connor McInerney. I've been working with him for 7 years. When I was in Virginia Beach in the minors, coming back from shoulder rehab, I did it to try and rehab my shoulder. And when I was younger, I mean, from about 16 on, I boxed in Oshawa. Now I'm a boxer. I never had any amateur fights or anything like that. I enjoy the training. I've never really did it for a healthy hockey fight. It really doesn't translate. Maybe throwing a punch here in place, but it's different animal. But the conditioning aspect of it is superb, and that's why I do it.
Well, Sean, I listened to some radio shows you've done. I know you're a big radio personality in Boston.
You talk about sports, right?
Yeah, I know you sports talk up here for sure. Talk about the time when you first realized that, hey, if I want to make this a career, I'm going to have to use my fist a lot, not just my stick.
I'm not really good at a lot of things, to be completely honest. I probably strive to be a little better than average at most things, but taking care of myself, I guess, I'm from a fairly tough upbringing, and I've always kind of been able to take care of myself, so... I'd say the defining moment was probably when the Peter O'Keefe drafted me, and they basically said, if you like to play here, you're not going to be a defenseman anymore, you're going to be a forward, and if you're going to play forward, you're going to play on the fourth line, and if you're going to play on the fourth line, you're going to have to stick up for everybody. So, I think it was the first day of camp, I lined up beside their tough guy at the time, Johnny Boom Boom Chagone, I think was his name. And we punched each other in the face for about a minute and a half, and then I was probably, I guess at that time, a little bit of a... more skilled hockey player. I got the job and I continued to work on my game since then.
Sean, thank you
till you're 39. A lot of other forces out there, like George Perez or the Westgar, the Barch, they're out of work right now, and a lot of them are even younger than you. Why is it that you've been able to have this kind of longevity in your career for a position that usually you don't see it?
I think that I don't want to take away anything from any of those guys. I know all of them personally, and they're great guys. I actually played with Marcy and Carroll at points over my career. And I actually think Chris Marsh is probably a better hockey player than most people give credit for. I think the key for me is probably if you think that conditioning. I've always taken pride in being on top of my conditioning my whole life. Being able to contribute in more ways than just my fists, I think that I've worked very hard over the last 15 years to become more than a one-dimensional hockey player, and I think I bring other things to the table. I'm fairly smart defensively, pretty good positionally, and every once in a while I surprise people with skill. So I think that's helped. I think obviously winning a couple couple family stuff that doesn't hurt either. I think that, you know, all these things combined probably. And maybe some other examples have helped me stay around a little bit longer than others.
I never thought I'd play in the NHL when I'm a cup, so
very fortunate where my career has taken me. I'm not going to come into a lot here. You know, Willie Mitchell, Peter Bowles, both won twice. Definitely not going to come into the locker room and say, this is how I did it. If people get that questions and they'd like to know what it's about and some things that I may have picked up along the way or any type of advice from experience, I'm more than happy to share. But I committed to try and, you know, get in first and get a feel and go with the flow. And, obviously, I've been doing this for a long time, but so those other guys. So I think I'm excited for a good year all around.
Okay.